Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Turnbuckle Turmoil fans, welcome to the show here on another Sunday afternoon. QT and Sign Guy with you as usual. Real fast before we jump into things, if you're looking for wrestling today, you have some options. Primetime wrestling happening today in Paris, Kentucky. You have Without a Cause wrestling in Everett, Washington. And later today, you can find myself at Blue Collar Wrestling, like every Sunday at the North Portland Eagles. But without further ado, I want to welcome our guest here today. They are from Wrestle Club in Idaho, one of the premier tag teams in that promotion. Bronco Bill Lee and Big John Henry, the Spud Brothers Coalition. Guys, thanks for being with us today.
Yeehaw, thanks for having us.
Yeehaw! How's it going, guys?
Going very well. Now, we will start you two out with our traditional first-timers question, and why don't we start out with Big John. How did you get into the business of professional wrestling?
Well, for me, it was something I always wanted to do growing up, and I realized I wasn't 6'4" and, you know, over 300 pounds, and, you know, I kind of put that dream away, and that was before you got guys like Daniel Bryan now and AJ Styles and the smaller guys. And you know, I heard about Wrestle Club, and I came out to one of the shows, and I saw these guys flying around, and I thought, well, doggone it, if these guys can do it, I can get in there and do it. And so I got in contact with the promoter and started showing up to training and helping out whatever way I could to get in there, and a couple months later, well, they put me in a match and I looked like a deer in the headlights. So, you know, but I've been doing it ever since, so it's been fun.
Bronco Billy, how about you? How did you get into the business of pro wrestling?
Well, being an Idaho boy, there was kind of a black hole, as you well may well know, and I actually looked into it when I was fresh kid out of school, and there was nothing here, so I actually got involved going down in Salt Lake City and was helping out down there whenever I could and showed up, and they'd kind of put me to work setting up the ring and everything, and then I heard about Wrestle Club through one of the guys down in Utah and went to the very first show and talked to the promoter and kind of got involved and kind of dipped my toes in the water for a little bit, but and kind of hung around, and I was like, you know what, I'm not getting any younger, so I went ahead and started training, and the rest is history, I guess you can say.
Obviously, the two of you came together to form one of the premier tag teams in Wrestle Club. You've had a lot of success since you became a tag team. Big John, at what point did you know that Bronco Bill Lee was going to be the guy to be your tag partner?
Oh, it's funny because I remember we both started right about the same time, right, Bronco?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so we both showed up, and I remember kind of practicing with him and thinking, you know, I had an idea of where or what I wanted to do. And our promoter came to us and said, okay, we're going to put you guys together as a tag team. And I said, what? I don't want any part of this. And the idea originally, I think they wanted us to kind of be more of a oh, at the time you had the Hype Brothers, like in WWE, with Mojo Rawley and Zack Ryder, and I thought, how on earth are we going to, you know, I'm not that charismatic, and my initial tendencies are more, you know, kind of being a jerk, being a bad guy, and I thought, I'm not sure that I can, you know, be a good guy all the time, and so it's a real good thing I had Bronco, because, you know, he's a real good guy, and so I, a lot of time, will follow his lead, and, you know, and when they put us together, you know, I kind of wasn't sure how it was going to work, but, you know, we had, I think, real good chemistry, and you can kind of see that in our promotional videos that we put together at the interviews and stuff, and we click really good together.
Bronco Billy, you've been a part of the Spud Brothers Coalition, obviously, but you've also had a few other partners as well, and you've also done quite a few singles matches. Do you find yourself enjoying tag team wrestling as opposed to singles wrestling, or do you think that ultimately, somewhere down the line, you want that big singles run?
I enjoy both, really. Big John and I do have good chemistry, and we work together as well as a tag team, but I also like getting in there and doing my own thing. I've had many battles with Damian Black, singles competition, and I like to go in there and hit hard, and he hits harder, so I enjoy both, really.
No, it's kind of funny because we both, you know, we were under the impression that we were just going to be doing tag team wrestling the entire time, and I think we've had more singles matches than we have tag matches together, and so it's almost a foreign thing for us to actually be in tag matches together. So.
Now, at Wrestle Club, like most of the fans that listen to this program know, they have television in Idaho. It's broadcast all over the state of Idaho and into some of the surrounding states, and it's on a just regular broadcast television, which is big for any company. It is also on the Roku channel, so people all over the country have access to watching the Wrestle Club shows. Big John, when you are on a television program like that, is that in your mind when you're having the matches? Are you aware that this is going to air for potentially hundreds of thousands of people to see the match? Or is that something that you think about later on after things are finished?
Honestly, I've never even thought about it. Not one time, because when we are, no matter what show we're at, you know, I'm wrestling for, you know, those 20 people or, you know, 30, 50, however many people show up, I'm wrestling for the crowd that's there and trying to give them the best experience that they can have. And so, you know, whether it's sharing a moment with one of the fans or, you know, just trying to give them something that they're going to remember. And so, you know, and if people, you know, tune in and watch us on TV, that's great, and they can be a part of that. But, you know, when I'm in front of a crowd, I'm doing it for them.
Bronco Billy, in addition to the Wrestle Club television, you also have been part of a feature film that was being made in conjunction with Wrestle Club just recently. I know you were a big part of that. Can you tell us a little bit about your thoughts on wrestling on television as well as doing film work right now?
Yeah, I'm just shot a short film, El Matamoscas, and it was definitely a different, unique experience for me. Something I've never done before, something I've never even considered. So, but Brandon and his crew at Flying Fedora Films took care of me, and it was something I enjoyed. And depending on how this film does, I might venture into that. But as far as Big John was saying, I love working in front of the crowd, and I love singling somebody out and making them part of the show just as much as we are.
Speaking of the fans, everybody that wrestles has those few moments in their career that stand out with a fan, be it something that the fan says to them or somehow shows their dedication to that particular performer, whatever it is. But those moments are ones that we take with us throughout our career. Big John, do you have one of those standout moments with the fan yet?
Yeah, I got a – there's a father that brings his sons out, and, you know, he always tells me, you know, how much enjoyment they get out of it. And, you know, they think what we're doing is better than anything that's on TV, and that's a big thing for me. And so just to be able to share that with them and give them that experience, and, you know, like I know for me growing up, being able to sit and watch wrestling with my dad was a lot of fun. And so now to kind of be on the flip side of that, you know, on a smaller scale, and giving that to a father and sons, or, you know, to a family, that's been fun for me.
For Uncle Billy, how about you? Do you have one of those fan moments that stand out to you?
Yeah, I would say our first show out at the Mountain Home Air Force Base, I was in a singles match against Damian Black, and the whole crowd, even though I didn't know anybody in the crowd personally, they were all rooting for me and cheering for me, and even during the main event, they were chanting for me to come out and save the good guys. And then after the show, we had the Belgium Air Force Base, or people from Belgium Air Force, there, and they all got in the ring, and they actually picked me up and was giving me a standing ovation. And so that kind of sticks out in my mind.
That definitely sounds like a good day at the office right there.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Absolutely.
Now, the two of you, of course, are Wrestle Club members and wrestle all over Idaho and occasionally there in Oregon. But with the advent of Wrestle Club on the Roku channel, I'm sure fans all over the country are going to be seeing what you guys do, and I'm sure it's just a matter of time before you gain popularity in places you haven't even been to yet, just from the exposure. Big John, have you considered traveling out of Wrestle Club and out of Idaho as a tag team to see what might lie beyond for you there?
Yeah, I, you know, not necessarily every weekend, but we'd definitely be open to it. You know, both of us have lives outside the business. I got a family of four, and or four kids and my wife, and we're actually looking to be adopting here pretty soon. And so, you know, my responsibilities as a father at home, you know, are never ending. And but we've, you know, I've been to Utah once and wrestled for a promotion down there, and I'd definitely be open to doing it again. And if me and Bronco's schedules can line up and we can make it happen and it was a good opportunity, then we'd be all about doing it.
Bronco Billy, I know you also been out of Idaho early in your career, but would you be open for a Spud Brothers Coalition tour outside of Idaho at some point?
Absolutely, I'd love to. I think we would mesh well in either Utah or even over there with you in Oregon. I've gone down to Vegas for training, so I wouldn't mind going back down there and getting involved in that scene. But, yeah, definitely.
Well, promoters, if you're listening, here's a very popular tag team willing to travel.
Absolutely.
Big John, one of the things that you did in the last year is have an intergender match with the very popular Kiki Starling. She has come a very long way in a short span of time, and we know from her having been on this very program that she has never faced a female competitor before. It's always been intergender matches with her. Mm-hmm. What do you think of getting more women to Wrestle Club to have either a women's division or at least a regular women's match somewhere on the card?
I think it'd be great. So I'd love to see it. We've had a couple females come out and, you know, try to get in the ring, and they just haven't stuck around. And so, you know, it's a very it's not easy, and you definitely have to have a love for it. And You know, like I said, Kiki's come a very long way in a short time, and you know, I'd love to be able to see more get in there. And I know having daughters of my own, you know, they've got a kick out of any of the female performers that have come up and see it. And so I think it'd be great to, you know, get more involved if they're willing.
Bronco Billy, I can personally attest to Big John having been in intergender action before, as I was officiating that. But have you yourself had much experience with intergender wrestling?
Early on in my career down in Utah, I did a couple of battle royals where there were females involved, and the outcome wasn't good for me, let's just put it that way. I didn't want to hit a female, and they had no problem retaliating and hitting me, so it did not work out in my favor.
Some of the hardest hits I've ever taken have come from female competitors. I will say the hardest Cameron Starr, and a very, very, very close second was Mickey Knuckles. So you might want to duck if they throw something at you.
Oh, yes. I've been in the ring with Andrea the Giant.
As have I. She's another one you want to duck if she throws something at you.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Now, obviously, being the Spud brothers, I'm sure that two of you are very, very fond of potatoes, especially being there in Idaho. And potatoes, of course, full of carbohydrates, but a lot of wrestlers will work their diets around different things. Some people have a very high level of protein in their diet. Some people work in a lot of complex carbohydrates to their diet. There's a lot of theories, and of course, not everyone's body reacts to the same diets as everyone else. So there's a lot of different diets out there. Big John, what's the current diet that you're using to be a competitive fighting weight?
Well, I'm about fight weight, but there is a reason why we wear overalls, and none of us, or neither one of us, have that six pack unless Bronco's hiding it. I know I'm hiding mine under a you know a nice little layer of fat, you know, just to kind of keep everything protected. But no, I do try to eat, you know, semi-healthy and stay away from the sweets and, you know, but on top of that, and a good exercise is, you know, doing that and, you know, hopefully get a little bit more dedicated in the year 2020.
Bronco, do you have the six-pack hidden?
I do not. If you see the short film coming out or the trailer for that, I definitely do not. I would say I love the carbs. Potatoes are my favorite.
Yeah.
I'm telling everybody
some
I was
people,
method acting for the role.
There you go. Yeah, some people have six packs. We have kegs. So.
Nothing wrong with that. And everybody type is successful in wrestling over the years I've seen. Now, in addition to a great diet, there's obviously a lot of conditioning involved in wrestling. You have to be in good enough shape to last several minutes in every single match. You have to be in good enough shape to be able to keep safe and to not injure your opponent seriously. There's a lot that goes into that type of conditioning. Big John, what's the workout and conditioning regimen like for you?
All I know is I try to, well, it's funny because I was even thinking about the other day, you know, I was at the gym and, I can run, you know, 4 or 5 miles and, you know, that won't have much effect on me, but, you know, give me 30 seconds in the wrestling ring and I'm huffing and puffing. And so, you know, being in ring shape and cardio shape, you know, two completely different things. And, you know, I remember my very first match that I had that I came out, and I was almost like the Ultimate Warrior. I went sprinting out to the ring and high-fiving everybody, and I got into the ring, and the bell rang, and I was so out of breath, I didn't know how I was going to make it through it. And, you know, so now it's just kind of been more listening to my body and, you know, knowing my limits and, you know, obviously trying to not only protect myself, but, you know, the people I'm working with as well.
Bronco, what's the working out and conditioning aspect like for you?
Well, me and the gym have a love-hate relationship. But once I'm in there, I tend to spend most of my time getting to the gym is the hardest part. But once we're there, I can go all day as much as possible. And you can't make me leave once I'm actually there. But both of our jobs are very physically active, so it's not like we're sitting in a cubicle 9 to 5 every day. We are out on our feet all day from sun up to sundown. So between that and the gym, we definitely put in our time.
Well, hopefully you have a key to the gym if they can't make you leave.
Oh, yeah.
Well, at this time, my co-host QT Vokes is standing by, and I sure have QT has questions, so I'm going to pass things to him for a bit.
All right.
Well, thank you, Sign Guy. Hello, Bronco Bill. Hello. Hi, Big John.
Hey, how's it going?
Mr. Spud Brothers, I saw your YouTube video entitled Spud Brothers Coalition 2018 Resolution. And Bronco Bill, I must say that I'm glad you found the box of fan mail on your porch, because a lot of people are now ripping off packages left on doorsteps. Well, the peak season was Christmas, and it looked like this may have been in February. Can you tell us when this video was shot?
I believe it was right around Christmas. Yeah, right before Christmas. So, I mean, there was still snow on the ground, and luckily we're out on the farm, so there's not many people coming out and stealing packages out there. You just got to worry about Bernadette.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, okay. Bernadette's tricky. So, yeah, you're going to have to help us out a little bit more, too, on those videos. We shot a lot of videos, and I have a hard enough time remembering, 2 weeks ago, let alone 2 years ago.
Oh, well, and now, Bronco, if you freeze the video at the 49-second mark, you are facing two tractors in a barn. To your left is a green tractor with four huge tires on the front, and the cab looks like it is 6 feet off the ground. To your right, and I want to say to our listeners, please, this is at the 49-second mark of the video, to your right is a red tractor that is lower in height but very wide. I believe this could be a mowing, tilling the soil tractor. Anyway, these look like two expensive machines. My question is, did your Grandpa Bronco or Grandpa Big John pass away and leave these two big machines for you in his will?
Grandpa is still with us, so I haven't really talked to him about that. But, yeah, he doesn't let us take out the big equipment very often.
Oh, okay.
At least not me. I'm not a very good driver, so I usually let the tractor work and everything handle the Big John. And I like the animals and Bernadette and everybody.
Wow, okay, all right. Well, Mr. Bronco, after you said, gosh dang, where did he go? You searched the chicken coop for Big John. My question is, there was also a duck in this coop. Did you use these chickens and the duck for training, like trying to catch the chicken for developing speed, in much the same way as Rocky Balboa in Rocky?
I have chased Bernadette around a time or two during feeding time when she wouldn't get back into the coop. So, yes, we have a love-hate relationship as well.
Mm-hmm. Maybe those farm animals provide quite the amazing workout. And so, but, due to how PETA is with their laws and everything, we're not at liberty to post a lot of those videos.
I see. Okay, PETA. Yeah, you got to watch out for them. Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
Well, Big John, have you ever invited Lost Soul Garibay to your farm to chase the chickens on a Saturday night hoedown?
You know, I can't say I have. Saturday nights, we usually, you know, we have our hoedowns, but we don't necessarily, you know, do much with the farm animals then. And so usually we need a break from them and vice versa.
I see. Okay. Well, Mr. Bronco, did you run all the way into town while holding Bernadette the chicken, or did Bernadette meet you halfway?
She chased me. I chased her. She got tired. I got tired. I had to carry her. She wouldn't carry me. But, yeah, for the most part, we ran all the way there.
But that was part of the cardio shape you've been in a while, too.
Yeah, I definitely haven't been in cardio shape like that for a while.
Yes. Big John, you said it was 45 minutes by car. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, Bronco gets an idea in his head sometimes. It's hard to get him to quit. So.
Wow. Okay. Well, Big John, at the 3 minute and 50 second mark of the video, you were right outside the gym door, and you said your resolution for the year was to become the tag team champions because Wrestle Club ain't got no tag team champions. My question is, who vacated the tag belts, and under what circumstances were they vacated?
Oh, man. I believe at that point, was it Pride of Olympus? Bronco, do you remember?
I believe so, yes. That's when Cedric and Lionheart and Perseus split.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's what it was, but I could be wrong. So it's been a little while.
I thought maybe that the past team champions before that had to leave town in a hurry due to immigration status.
Now those Punchettos are still around in some form or fashion. We see them pop up every once in a while, but I don't believe they've ever been the tag team champions.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Big John, at the 4:05 mark of this video, you looked to your left and you asked Bill what he was doing. Bill was sitting on the ground with Bernadette in his right arm. It seems mm-hmm. like Bernadette had an accident. But in hindsight, this would have been better outside than in the car because you were about to drive back 45 miles to the farm. Have either of you thought about investing in the new company that is making underwear for chickens?
Well, quite frankly, I think underwear for chickens is a huge waste of time, and that's animal cruelty right there, I would think. But and quite frankly, after you know, being around chickens, I would hate to have to change any underwear for them.
Well, I only say this because if you go on YouTube, you can see the video entitled Chicken Wearing Pants Compilation 2018/Funpool. It's a real video with chicken wearing pants. And so I thought the next step would be underwear for chickens. Yes.
Now I've seen I've seen pictures, and I'm not sure what would possess you to put, you know, underwear or pants or anything else on chickens that don't belong, but, you know, to each his own.
Okay. All right, very good. I encourage both of you to look up that video, Chicken Wearing Pants Compilation 2018. It'll enrich your lives. Yes.
All right.
Okay.
I think I got to show Bernadette that.
Yep.
Yes, I think she would enjoy that, yes. All right. Now, Big John, there is an episode on Seinfeld where Jerry has a rooster called Little Jerry who is into the underground cockfighting scene in New York. Little Jerry can be seen sparring or pecking a catcher's mitt. Is Bernadette also into underground cockfighting in Idaho? That's my question.
Well, her being a hen, I'm going to say no. And so we try to keep them away from that because they're handful enough as it is, and so don't need them seeing any extreme sports like that.
Okay, no extreme sports. Okay, very good. Okay. Well, Bronco Bill, Paul McCartney was inspired to write Helter Skelter after reading an interview with The Who's Pete Townshend, where he described their latest single, I Can See for Miles, as the lowest, rawest, dirtiest song The Who had ever recorded. McCartney has cited this song as a response to critics who accuse him of writing, up to that point, of writing only ballads and for being the soppy one. Helter Skelter's musical key is an E major, and the time signature is 4/4. My question is, on January 27th, when you met Helter Skelter in the tag match, did you rain blows on their heads in a time signature 4/4 beat?
I don't believe we did, but they sure rained on us.
I saw the garbage cans, yes. They're 2/4. Well, that was kind of in another match, but the blows were raining 4/4, yes. Okay. Very good. Well, Bronco Bill, Sign Guy sent me another video where I saw you doing push-ups on a 50-gallon oil drum and running sand dunes. There was even a sign that said temperatures on the sand could reach dangerous temperatures. My question is, do you still do any Sandy Hill training?
I haven't for a while, but I do like going out there when I'm not out on the farm and training. It's out there at the Bruno Sand Dunes. It's a state park, the largest sand dunes. And if you want a cardio workout, that's definitely where you go.
Oh, the Bruno Sand Dunes. How high are they?
Numbers aren't my thing, but they were definitely tall, especially the one I fell down.
No, I saw you falling down backwards. Yes. Wow. Okay. Well, Big John, has King Marcus Anderson been out to your farm? And if so, has he commented on the green and red tractor?
That's a negative. We try to keep him as far away from the farm as we possibly can.
I see. Can you tell us the main reason why? Is it because of his king status and he would kind of look down on farm work? Is that it?
Yeah, we'll go with that. And of course, if you've watched any of his videos, he is an absolute peach to be around. So anytime we get a break from him, the better.
Okay. Now, Bronco Bill, out of 5 stars, how would you rate Death Proof Coffee, a main sponsor of wrestling in your area?
I'm definitely going to go with a 5. I like the double shots and the triple shots to get me going.
Oh, my. That's not an espresso, is it?
Espresso shots inside the coffee. I like the – yeah, I like it strong. And
okay, Bronco Bill, how would you rate Death Proof Coffee?
Can you just ask him that?
What's that?
I said you just asked him that.
Oh, Big Bill, how would you rate Death Proof Coffee? Big John.
Now he doesn't even know my name. That's hurting my feelings now. So Big John would give Death Proof a 5 for sure, and so that's a fantastic venue. And so you walk in there, and it's definitely deceiving from the outside. Walking in there, it's definitely a great venue, and everything about it's just been fantastic. So we really enjoyed being there.
Oh, okay. Well, Sign Guy also highly rates Death Proof Coffee. Yes.
Okay.
Well, now, Big John, do you regret not contacting Neil Peart, the drummer for Rush, before he died, to come out to Wrestle Club and play new entrance music for you. Do you regret that?
No, I really don't have any regrets, but I'm sure Neil's awful busy, you know, with things in his life. So I can't say that that would have been a project that would have been on his list.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm sure up in the big wrestling ring in the sky, he is now jamming with other drummers. That's good. Okay. Well, Big John, have you considered different country songs as new entrance music? I have a few songs here that you may want to consider. Are you ready for these suggestions?
Go for it.
Okay. One of the songs is, She Got the Ring, I Got the Finger. Would you consider this?
Well, the biggest thing is just copyrights. And so, I guess they're willing, but yeah, I'd be open to it, I guess.
Okay. Bronco Bill, would you consider this song, Flushed from the Bathroom of Your Heart?
I'm going to have to pass on that one.
That sounds like a ballad out there.
I guess I should have used different words, pass and flush, and yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Big John, how about Thank God I'm a Country Transgender, a song that didn't quite make it to the recording floor by John Denver?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that one, and that's going to be a hard pass on that one, too.
Okay. Is that, it was years ahead of its PC time, yes. So they couldn't get that.
Yeah.
All right. Big John, how about the song, You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly?
Wow. I'm not sure that's be appropriate with the message we're trying to convey. So, yeah, I don't think so.
Okay. Bronco Bill, how about My Wife Ran Off with My Best Friend, and I Sure Do Miss Him?
Yeah, that one kind of hits home, but I think I'm going to have to pass on that one, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How about the song, I Hate Every Bone in Your Body Except Mine?
I don't know about that one either. I'm more into the hip-hop with the more I go into the city, so I like that country rap mix.
Oh, okay. All right. Country rap, okay. Wow, very good. I think there was a country rap song. It was a cover song of Jenna Juice. There was a country rap cover, Jenna Juice. Yes.
There we go.
All right. Well, Bronco Bill, in marathon running, runners often say they hit the wall at about 20 miles. Then they have to gut it out for the last 6.2 miles. In the Boston Marathon, runners often describe hitting the wall right after they are halfway up Heartbreak Hill at the 20-mile mark. My question is, did you yourself hit the wall with your run with a fan letterbox and Bernadette? Did you hit the wall?
Oh, yeah, I definitely hit the wall. And then Bernadette hit the wall, and then I had to carry Bernadette, so it was like carrying a backpack. And, yeah, it took us quite a bit of time to get to where Big John was.
Yes, I think you were suffering from lactic acid buildup when you were sitting on the ground holding Bernadette outside the gym. Yes.
I believe so.
Okay. Well, Bronco Bill, are you familiar with Alaskan wrestling manager Y period T period Jones?
I know the name, but I am not all that familiar.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope that you get to work with him someday. Maybe you could look up some YouTube videos of him.
I actually have family up in Alaska, so that could be a possibility.
Oh, have you thought about going up to Alaska and wrestle?
I have, actually. I have a brother and my mother are currently up there, so I think it's time for me to schedule a wrestling event and visit them.
Would it be safe to say that your mother is your biggest fan?
Yeah, definitely.
Wow, okay, all right. Well, at this time, I'm going to turn it back over to Sign Guy, and I hope that you take some of those country songs that I gave you and maybe incorporate them into your entrance music, especially Flushed from the Bathroom of Your Home. That's a good one.
I will definitely give them a listen.
Oh, okay. Back to you, Sun Guy.
Thank you, QT. Well, Big John, we know everybody has that match where they say to themselves, that was the best match that I have ever had, be it in a singles match you've had or with your partner. What, to this point, would you say has been your best match?
I would say there's probably two that stand out to me. I wrestled a King Marcus Anderson in a slop, or a pig slop match. And that was always fun because anytime you can poke fun at the King and cover him in a bucket of slop, that's a fun day at the office. And I really enjoyed my match with Kiki Starling, and that was a lot of fun being able to work with her. And other than that, my match with Salima Boss at the Potato Drop from 2019 was probably one of my better matches.
Bronco, how about you? What do you think has been your best match so far?
Two come to mind. A singles match I had against Damian Black a couple years ago at the Cloverdale Funeral Home for the Day of the Dead Festival. We actually had a straitjacket match where both of us started out in straitjackets, and not only did we have to get free from them, but we were battling each other. So that one definitely stands out. And then the most recent tag match we had, or it's been a while now, is when we had our TLC match at Death Proof Coffee, the first show there, and I captured the tag title with, unfortunately, King Marcus Anderson.
Now, for the viewers that did not see that, I was there, and I was able to follow along, but for the people unaware, could you explain how it was that the situations came in place to where you were more or less obligated to team with King Marcus and win the tag team championship without your regular partner, Big John?
Yeah, fortunately, the King owns our Wrestle Club contracts, and he has final say. And for whatever reason, unbeknownst to me, Big John was unresponsive in the back. So I went out there to forfeit, and the King actually came out and said he would replace Big John as my tag team partner. And so I teamed with him in the match, and luckily, we came out on top.
Big John is someone that's not necessarily a fan of King Marcus Anderson. Obviously, the first night at Death Proof was a huge success for Wrestle Club, and your partner was able to win a championship in that main event. But what was going through your mind seeing Bronco Bill Lee hold the tag team titles with King Marcus Anderson?
No, I can't say I was happy for Bronco, but can't say I was too terribly thrilled about it because I felt like the King took my moment. And, even though right now the three of us are considered the Wrestle Club Tag Team Champions, I never felt like I got that opportunity that I don't deserve it, and so I didn't get that big moment. And so, you know, I'm hoping, I mean, there's still a lot of road ahead for the Spud Brothers Coalition, and, you know, we definitely got big things to come in the future for sure.
Now, Big John, in Wrestle Club, you guys are attached to charities pretty much every show. You do a lot of charitable work there in Wrestle Club for the communities where you perform, be it performing for the troops at the military installations. We're having various charities benefit monetarily from shows that you run. There's always some sort of charitable tie-in. What does it mean to you as a member of that community being able to give back to the community every show, not only just as a form of entertainment, but also helping one of the charitable or civic organizations in the area?
Oh, it's huge. You know, it's nice to be able to give back, and it's been neat, you know, whenever we start a show at one of those events to see all the crowd all around, no matter what's going on, everybody will pull together to come over and watch us. And, you know, obviously gives us a bigger platform, and it's been neat to be able to connect with some of the fans that come out from the Special Olympics to, you know, they really get into the shows, and they really enjoy it. And so, you know, that's been really neat.
Bronco, how about you? What does it mean being able to wrestle for a promotion like Wrestle Club that is always trying to give back to the community?
It's definitely an honor and a privilege. And like Big John was saying, like some of the Special Olympic athletes and everybody that's come out, I've made friends and I consider family now of people that I never thought I would connect with. And it's been really great.
Big John, history has always been a big part of wrestling. We're able to, through the use of video, go back and look at all of the past performers before us that paved the way. As a tag team competitor, do you have a favorite tag team of the past, be it the Four Horsemen, the Midnight Express, the Rock and Roll Express, the Sharp Brothers, any team like that that you look at and try to draw inspiration from in your own career?
I love anything that the Dudley Boys or the Legion of Doom do. So always really enjoyed their matches. But I know when Bronco and I got together, I went back and watched a lot of the Godwins, and because, you know, they wore overalls and so do we, and they were pig farmers, and well, we're potato farmers, and so I thought, you know, be a lot of you know, moves we could, you know, emulate from them. And heck, one of our tag team moves we got from the Bushwhackers. And so, you know, we do this running battering ram, and not sure Bronco enjoys it every time, but fans seem to get a kick out of it.
Bronco, what about you? Do you have any tag team from wrestling's history that you study and try to draw inspiration from?
Definitely the Godwins. I love them growing up. The Hart Foundation. As I got a little older, the Hardy Boys was definitely there. Dudley Boys. Just, I've always enjoyed tag team wrestling.
All right. Well, we're getting down to the last few minutes of the show, and I want to make sure both of you have ample time. So, Big John, if you want to say anything to the listeners today, plug and promote anything and everything you want, social media, upcoming appearances, the merchandise, your favorite video store, anything you'd like, floor is all yours.
All right. Well, we do have a show coming up February 1st at Death Proof Coffee. And we're going to be defending our Wrestle Club Tag Team titles. And so make sure to come out and see that. And you can follow both of us. We're on Facebook. Bronco Billy's up there. Big John Henry and Spud Brothers Coalition all have pages on there. And I'm also on Twitter at Big John Toot. And I'll be posting some stuff a little bit later on, hopefully this evening or sometime this week, if anybody wants to help us or help me and my family. We're getting ready to adopt, like I said earlier, and we're going to be going to Africa for that. And so there's going to be a link that's going to be up later on. If anybody wants to help contribute to our adoption, it would be appreciated.
Bronco Bill Lee, anything you want to say to the listeners, plug and promote anything and everything you got?
Yeah, just follow me on all social media at Bronco Bill Lee, all one word, and it's B-I-L-L-L-E-E. I also have my short film written and directed by Brandon Freeman of Flying Fedora Films and Christina Hawkins. It's called El Matamoscas. The trailer's up now. It should be dropping sometime soon this year. And shout out to Jeffamania. He's one of our biggest fans, so I just wanted to give him some love. And everybody
we
else that's
Jeff.
Been a part of Wrestle Club.
Yeah.
Well, guys, it has been an absolute pleasure having the two of you on the show today, and I look forward to making my way back to Wrestle Club, hopefully in the not-too-distant future, and maybe we'll see the two of you out this way at some point.
Yeah, that'd be great. So thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Fans, definitely if you're in Idaho, either turn on the television and watch or go out to an event, even better. The Spud Brothers Coalition, very, very popular with the fans. People love them. I can attest my wife even has a Spud Brothers t-shirt in the closet that she wears regularly, so they're very popular. Great at what they do, so support them. We will be back with you next week, next Friday afternoon. We will be back with J.D. Mason of Northwest Pro, and then 1 week from today, we will conclude our Wrestle Club month, and we will have with us Cali's best, Jay Cruz, next Sunday. So definitely join us then. Get out there, support your local independents wherever they may be. You can find me in Portland today at Blue Collar. So get out there, support, and we'll talk to you soon.
Given everything. beginning.